Nigeria has like mixed reactions about you. So let's start with.
I never blow like that.
What does
you say? Do you love Nigeria? I don't know like that. Sorry, yeah, I'll be you.
These are for humility.
I like this side of you because I don't see this when you feed, but when I see that, guys, I think this is rubbish. I'm this is nonsense. You know, I've been drinking tea and abusing someone. I like this side of you. Be free. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
Be free.
So yeah, what's it like being Nigeria's biggest food critic? I feel like you should already have a template for that answer because I feel like you get asked that a lot, but I do want to know that. So you should have a template for that answer.
Things change.
How so?
There's this interview that I was that Fisayo's interview, I was in a bad place. People were dragging me and I was pissed off. And I was very, very bitter and sad in that interview because I was in that headspace. Now I'm in my bag face. So there's no one answer to it. You get. But it feels nice, but the pressure, man.
How so?
Sometimes I wish I was in a tech space. I wish there was a Kegan Tech to my Fisayo, or Fisayo to my Kegan Tech. Because I feel now, I'm not lazy, but it's like, I wish there was someone to like...
challenge you.
A Davido with Skid.
Oh,
I mean, good luck to them trying, because like...
So you don't feel like there's anybody else that's on your level yet? Because I know that recently you did a giveaway.
People are working hard, though. People are working hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's...
Do you feel like...
No, there's no what?
There's... there's 1 million naira still in my... It's my account.
1 million naira for what?
I think there was this blogger that wrote self-acclaimed biggest food critic.
Uh-huh.
Blogs do that a lot.
Yeah.
Can I curse on this podcast?
Feel free. Feel free.
And I was like, bitch, why Nigeria? Like, bitch, what do you mean self-acclaimed food critic? And I did a video saying, I have 1 million naira and I'm saying it now. I have 1 million naira to give anyone that can find a food critic in Nigeria, not higher, that is on my level on any metric.
Do you know
what any metric means?
Yeah. I mean, I did go to school, okay, but yeah.
Sorry,
no. It's feel free.
Sorry. Like on any metric.
Feel free.
Influence, numbers, any. Or in that's like, you have someone that's in your mind, like, yeah, they're fooling himself. do you have anybody? Any metric. Give me one there.
Where's our voice of God?
Up that money and I'll tell you.
Any metric.
Make the money 10 million and I'll tell you.
So wait, but I want to ask,
yeah, please,
do you need a certificate or like something to be a qualified food critic, or are you self-proclaimed?
So answer that question. Who is a food critic?
Somebody that critiques food. Abby?
They ask questions.
Can you answer? So that it's not like what I said.
Do we have a voice of God? Where's
our
voice of God?
So food critic, if you Google it.
Let me Google it.
Okay,
gosh, not you being messy.
Actually, I like it.
Let me Google.
Please Google it.
No, but I mean, a food critic is someone who should have some kind of like experience with.
Not only experience, food. But if we discuss certifications, like should Google it now, you know.
And
my network
an expert palace
is a bit
small. Just Google.
Let me see.
Who is a food critic?
The reason why I asked is because, I mean, now you can put,
I would answer the question actually, but.
A food critic, food writer, or restaurant critic is a writer who analyzes food or restaurants and then publicizes the results of their findings to the public. While these terms are not strictly anonymous, they're often used interchangeable. And okay, so.
Is there like any certification? Like maybe. One mix.
Because I'm actually on your side. So anyone that says, Otmayemi is a self-acclaimed. Yes, you are, because that's exactly what
I did not proclaim it. So it's like a sports journalist. You get to be a journalist. You need to know about like a sports journalist, about the sports, and probably have experience in working as a journalist, or you went to journalism school.
Yeah.
And I studied journalism in Unilag mass communication, and a food critic is basically a food journalist. That is what a food critic is. Is a food journalist, a journalist whose beat is
food.
Reporting about food. That is a food critic.
It was so crazy. I'm just reading more on Google. It doesn't even say that you have to have you don't have to have this particular palate. It doesn't say anything about even knowing anything about food. You literally could just do whatever and say that I'm a food critic. All you actually have to do is
think that
it says a professional writer, but you don't professionally write. Do you write?
No, I feel like Instagram captions.
You knew me
in
this era. You get there's someone behind the camera that knew me. Like my first job was in this company, Pulse. My first job.
Welcome back to the team.
Was being a journalist in Pulse.
You
paid me 10k, sir.
I was not there.
I was a journalist at Pulse. Then from Pulse, I moved to Bella Ninja. Then other, I study journalism.
So
I'm a trained journalism. When I was on IG, my post was pictures and articles. Okay. But then things switched and y'all motherfuckers don't read it anymore.
Oh my God.
And y'all niggas like videos and I have a nice voice.
No, but I do think that like...
I have a nice voice. I just, you know, give them what they want.
Do you do voiceovers? Side note.
They cannot afford me and I can't, what is it called? Put characters in my voice. I have a very, very flat voice. I can't do like speak
you
like...
You could do radio. Like, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Pulse Nigeria. You're here with Othay M. Like next is David O.
You should do
my voice is not that deep. I feel like I have a...
It's not a deep
voice. Let's even focus back on the food. Then
back on the food, yeah. Back to the food. You're already looking for a new career path. Make yeah, no
vex. I'm paying you 10K. Will
but yeah. I mean, 10K, like, what year was that?
2012.
Oh,
wow, I was in GS3 in 2012.
I wasn't. I was
back
in
back then. Back. Yeah. Then. He's back then.
I mean, it was good.
12.
Stop.
I used to buy Maryland cookies and video milk.
But yeah, I was gonna ask that now. Okay, yes, we've established that. Oh, you don't need to have any kind of certification. Mm-hmm.
Please don't say that.
To be
that
a
though.
Food
make
critic. No.
But it's as not something that you have to go and get an award and say, "Now I'm a food critic."
What I do want to ask, however, is do you think anybody or a food critic should know how to cook or should have culinary experience? Because I know that there's been a bit that's been a controversy with you and you know your fans and anti fans on social media, where it's like, oh. I think there was time you did a cooking video with someone and someone was like, oh, see what Okoyemi is cooking. You cannot even cook and you're critiquing people's food. Do you think that I should know how to cook? Because I mean, as a doctor, you don't need to have HIV to tell someone that they have HIV, to be very honest. You don't need to have cancer.
That was extreme.
No. Like, I'm just being like factual. As a lawyer, you don't need to be in jail to be able to tell your client that, oh, this is what this issue is. Yeah. So do you think that as a food critic,
I'll bring it home.
Should
as a music analyst or a music critic,
you need to know how to sing.
You need to know how to sing.
Period.
As a sports journalist whose beat is in football, do you need to know how to play football or do you need to know about football?
But can you cook though?
Very well now.
When are you going to cook for me?
Eh?
When are you going to cook for me?
That has died. There was a time when me, low ben, yeah.
You're cooking for a woman.
Come to my house, let me cook for you. Pasta, pasta, aglio.
Hey, go.
I didn't cook, but come, let me make indomie for you and cocktails. God. Lagos girls, but I've given my life to Christ, but that, yeah, Lagos
girls. You pastor. But I mean, what would you say is your biggest flex being a food critic? Or as a food critic, what would you say is the biggest flex? Because a lot of people think, okay, being a food critic, you get to eat here for free, you get
food
to do this
for
free. Food
is not fun anymore, I'll never lie.
How so?
Yeah.
Food is not fun anymore.
Do you mean... in Lagos, because I know you said you travel.
I travel around. Food is not fun, and so
Nigerian food is not fun anymore.
No,
that's what I was gonna say. Just
so it's giving what is me. This guy is bitching, but it's like when you've tasted the best dishes from the best chefs in the best areas, over and over and over, like food that might trip you. Like, oh, I had this pasta in this restaurant. So this. I'm like, nah.
Not
okay.
Me though.
Have you had any Michelin star?
Not yet, though.
You
no,
haven't.
No,
you know
yet.
There was one in Nigeria a few years ago. They bought them from South Africa. They were in Taraka. What's that place?
Was it a Michelin? So a
Michelin
chef that
star
worked in a Michelin. Okay. Not
and they brought him from South Africa.
How many years ago?
This was 2020. 2020 December.
That was
and they
when
were
I was
in
making
the
money.
Place is now called what's that place? Ebony Live.
Okay,
they bought a Michelin star chef from South Africa.
I heard that 2020 someone.
No, they don't.
That food was
No, I'm saying that was 2020. But I'm just asking, so have you ever had any Michelin star?
We don't have in Nigeria yet, so
we don't
not yet.
But is that something that you'd look forward to? Because now you're talking about palettes, so you're, I mean, hate to flip my own boat. I feel like I'm well traveled and I've been to Michelin star.
How many countries have you been to?
Quite a few. I'm bi-coastal, so.
Shout out Red Pali.
No, I never said countries. I'm saying, because we're mostly talking about food, right? And I feel like you said you've traveled. We spoke prior to you. You said you traveled and you tried food all over the world. And I also feel like I've had food all over the world. Like, so, you know when people talk about pasta and like, I've had pasta in Italy as well. Okay, what's up? Like,
the thing with food is like, you are given, I've had fancy food and stuff. Like, I've had food in Ibile places. Like, I've been to Mexico.
No, I think sometimes local food is better than even our Serere Smith people and also. So, like, I feel like our Serere and Co.
You called the name just now, didn't you? Sorry.
If you heard it, you heard it.
I said no. Here.
That's fine. But I feel like Michelin stars, so the same way people say, oh, you're the food critic, I feel like Michelin stars, once you call yourself a foodie or whatever, I think that's something that
you're
should
like
try.
Giving me rules to abide by.
I'm not giving you rules. I'm just saying that for someone who's a food critic for you, I would expect you to be like, you know, I've had Michelin star foods and this, and I want you to speak about it because I feel like when you go to a Michelin star restaurant,
so my own flex
and it's completely
as
the
a food
experience
critic is I've been to Borno in a village and I've seen them make unique dishes that people don't know about, like is it then the room where they dig the floor to cook it. That's my flex as a Nigerian food critic, not a Michelin star food critic.
Would you say
my
that?
Flex is I've been to the creeks in Bayelsa and I've seen them cook kirigina. Like, I'm a Nigerian food critic.
Okay.
I don't need to. So these Michelin star food critics that I know their dishes, if they come to Nigeria and you put $5 million on the table and you tell them to call 5 Igbo dishes, they will not know jack. But you tell a Nigerian chef to call 20 pastas. Chefs, Nigerian chefs annoy me a lot. Tell them to call 20 Italian pastas. They'll flex and they'll call it. Tell them to call 5 Bayelsa dishes to be quiet, and they're Nigerian chefs. How will Nigerian food blow if all you know is American dishes, French dishes?
Do you think the culinary industry in Nigeria? You know Nigerian food.
So that's why my people say, oh, Michelin. I'm like, fuck
so
Michelin.
So the reason why I say Michelin stars, oh, just because it's accredited. Sha. I'm not even saying that. Because I've had some Michelin star food and I'm just like, I'm going to McDonald's
after. Like, I'm not trying to like, you know, be like them.
No, I'm not even saying, but you know, it's just like a... It's
the
like
European standard.
Not even the European standard. I just feel like it's one of those things, like, as a food critic, I've eaten at Michelin star, and that's it's just one of, it's like an accomplishment.
It's not an accomplishment, but something to put you on a
podcast. Like,
I would rather listen to somebody that's well-traveled and has this and has experienced food, not just locally, not just internationally, but actually, you know, there's a difference between talking about food and or saying, I went to this place and I ate this and it wasn't nice, and somebody who's actually experienced food, somebody who, like you said, you've seen them cook things in different ways. Like, you know, sometimes I tell people that, you know, suya has like nuts in it and stuff, and they're like, how? I'm like, how?
Peanuts, yeah.
Some people don't know that. Like, I had a friend who's allergic to nuts and they went to suya. And I was like, you realize it has nuts in it, right? So people don't, I'm like, you need to, it, food is not just about aesthetics. About and that's one thing I would say for Nigerian restaurants.
Lagos, so that's the thing with Lagosians. Lagos and some Abuja restaurants is aesthetics. Some, not all. If you leave Abuja and Lagos, Abuja and Lagos are different countries, you know, right?
Yes, from Nigeria. Back. So you mentioned that you could ask like a Nigerian chef to list like 20 pasta dishes and they would list, well,
all of them.
Ask them to list like 5 Nigerian dishes and everybody is blanking out. Do you think
and I've
that
done
there's,
it before, like it's not, I think, I've been in these spaces.
Do you think that there's a bias in the culinary industry with how they perceive local food? Because let me give you an instance now. It's sort of unheard of to see people going out to like restaurants to eat indigenous or local Nigerian dishes. I know for the longest, not unheard of, in Lagos, I know for the longest time, people are like, Amala is ghetto, Kiniko is this, is that. I'd rather go to a restaurant and eat pasta. I'd rather go there and eat that. And I'm not even talking about like the price gap, because obviously if you're eating Amala at Ibuka, you're eating at like fine dining, it's different. But it's like, oh, if you're eating this dish, ugh, tacky, ras, but oh, have this rice, have this and that. Do you think that in the Nigerian culinary industry, there's some sort of bias and there's a way that people look down on indigenous Nigerian dishes, and that's what contributes to why a lot of these chefs are ignorant?
Yeah. Shout out to Nok, by the way. You know Nok had a hand in making Amala in Lagos look cool. Nok Balara.
Please don't shout out to Nok. Bleep that thing. Continue.
So, like, I don't work for them. They've happened before, but, like, you know, people go to that place that for Amala.
They go to restaurants for Amala, yeah.
No. Like, dates. First dates for Amala. In Lagos, it's not a thing. A guy toasting you. A rich guy said, let's go for a date.
Depends on where you're carrying me.
Eh?
Depends on where you're carrying me.
That place for Amala, would you go?
I would, honestly.
But book a White House. A rich, posh guy. Serious. But no. You would resent it in a way.
No, I feel like
you would rather not go to a Buka for a first date.
I feel like the reason why Alara is different is because it aesthetically looks nice. So if the guy...
Trust me, saying shout out to them for making... Amala
no, but it's
dates.
Not just Amala on the menu. He can eat Amala. You can have, they have other things there. They have, the menu is small, but you don't just have to eat Amala.
So I'm not asking out the menu. Yeah. Or it's just, they made it a thing to go for Amala dates. Because before then, Amala dates were looked down upon. Only maybe if we're already dating. But a first date, eating Amala in Lagos was online. Looks down upon, and they made it cool. That's my shout out to them.
Okay,
shout out. Do you think Nigerian chefs contributed to?
No. It's actually you guys' fault, because it is what you guys want.
Are you not part of us?
Me? That I literally just insulted them now, so I'm not part of you guys. I'm you guys, but not part of you guys. Yes. Okay. So it is what you guys want when you are doing your private dining. Oh, I don't want any Nigerian food. Give me just hors d'oeuvres. Give me this and that.
So
it's what you ask for. So don't use you because you don't do it. Don't, you know, say because I don't do it, Nigerians don't do it. You know, generally speaking, Nigerians are, let's be real, if you are paying Chef Regs, $50 million to like host your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Only that, call it spades, except jollof rice and maybe one or two Nigerian dishes. Would you rather I give you Nigerian dishes or give you mede mede?
Then there's a local that will collect 5K.
Owing that, take $50 million and blow that money for your party on food. What is the chef cooking for you?
See, my favorite, let me be honest with you. My guest.
What
are they? Because it's their birthday. It's my birthday. Let me tell you something. See, my favorite food, I enjoy. My favorite food, everybody knows. You. Listen. Please, everybody, what's my favorite food? I feel like everybody knows at this point. Everybody knows that my favorite food is amala. Religiously, every Tuesday, I order amala. Religiously.
Owing that, check what?
Everybody knows my favorite food is amala, to be very honest. It's because, okay, yes, if I open my snap for you, so many videos of me eating amala. If I were to have Chef Regs come and like organize like a birthday dinner for me, amala will be on the menu. That's amala. So he's looking at my most recent picture on Instagram. No mind you. But yeah, amala is my favorite food. So definitely okay, amala will be on the menu.
First food picture is suya.
Second
is pizzard. Pizzard.
No, but to be very honest with you, if I were to have a Nigerian chef come and cook for me, there'll definitely be Nigerian dishes because that's why you go to a wedding and you see intercontinental menu, mm-hmm. you see local menu, you see continental menu.
In your weddings,
honestly, if I go for a wedding or a party, I'm ordering amala or pounded yam actually.
Or smoky
pounded yam, yes.
Smoky jollof.
And I know so many people like that. So what I'm saying is, do you think, because now it's elitist, to be honest. I feel like there's an elitist way that people look at Nigerian food. Mm-hmm. And that's why you go to restaurants Lagos, and it's not Lagos. Particularly Sorry, people Lagos. In Lagos. Let's say people in Lagos. There's an elitist way that people look at Nigerian food. And that's why maybe when you go to restaurants or you tell somebody, oh, I'm having semo or I'm having this and I'm having that. And sort of like, why aren't you having pasta? Why aren't you having duck l'orange? Why aren't you having sushi? Why aren't you having
like
this and that?
Duck l'orange.
I'm quite educated, you know. Yeah.
So you know what? I feel like it's the person. Because for me, if I said to somebody, oh, I'm going to Olaya to get amala, they'd be like, oh, cool. You eat amala. Yeah, I eat
salad. Why is it an achievement?
No, but like people always like, oh, they just assume because, you know, I'm British or I've got whatever, that you don't eat swallow that. Oh, are you sure you don't want to eat rice and stew and plantain and turkey? I eat all of that. I eat swallow. Like, so I think it's weird because Nigerians have this thing where we like foreign things. We like to make foreign things look cool because we're in Nigeria. So some people do have that snob, like, oh, why would I go out? But I've got if the amala is nice. I will go eat amala.
I think everyone's truth is different. And those you hang out with, like, there are people in Lagos that stay on the mainland. I cannot.
I feel you have that bullet.
It's like, killer only. So I eat amala. So it's like, reality is different. Like, those who stay outside Lagos, you'll be like, what the hell are these guys saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because in Kaduna, like, yo, let's go to, you know, let's eat masa and stuff. It's normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a Lagos thing.
I eat my masa.
And you know the worst part? It's not even a upper, the most elitist people in Lagos are the middle class.
Definitely.
Not even the rich people.
Yeah.
Because the rich niggas go and they'll eat Olaya, nobody cares. Like, they know they have the money. But the middle class that, those fuckers that stay in Lekki, that just touched body. They just touched money.
Chevron and Osapa. They grew up in Yanopaja. Bruh.
But they just touched money. And they want the whole world to know. They're the ones that do this kind of shit.
To be honest.
I said what I said about Lekki. And the worst part of them when those fuckers who stay in Lekki. Those who stay in fake Lekki. I want Osapa. Those places that they even know. You stay on the mainland. I'm like, bitch, you grew up in Yanopaja.
Do you know one thing that kills me?
Why are you shouting?
Stay on the mainland. Do you know one thing that kills me? One thing that kills me. People are like, oh, I can't cross Third Mainland Bridge. I can't cross Third Mainland Bridge. If I cross Third Mainland Bridge, I'm like,
where did you grow up?
In it? Wow, born and bred. Let's see where the banana island. I know they talk that one.
It's different.
Okay.
UK, they make Igbe, so it's fine.
It's allowed.
But it wasn't really real Igbe. Igbe is really real.
The trend.
Because yeah, no, Surulere is
No. I mean, I want to say the trenches of Lagos. People actually, Surulere is not trenches. I'm talking about people that grew up in trenches of Lagos. Who get, telling you, oh, I can't cross.
Oh, Rosh, okay, look, baby, because you touch, you work in tech now, you touch more money. You stay in Lekki. Lekki and Sketo.
There was one guy I met, he actually told me that, oh, for me to drive past Third Mainland Bridge, like for me to actually come down like here, that. Then it must be really important to me that I don't drive down for any reason
that
his sister even gave birth and he didn't come and see the child when the child was 2 or 3 because they were living in first act.
But look, Isha,
I'm like, okay.
Someone that lives in Ikorodu, I don't know that the baby that
lives in Ikorodu. Ikorodu is not in Lagos.
Sorry.
Ikorodu is not in Lagos, though. Ikorodu is not in Lagos.
I would rather date someone that lives in Ibadan.
Bruh.
Than Ikorodu is not in Lagos. At least we're traveling, we're seeing. Not first recorded.
Recorded by your estate or your...
Sorry.
But okay.
I know I'm shading them, but like, you know, what do you call the game?
Being I have a question. I have a question.
Korodo.
No.
Okay. What happened?
I have a question.
You put it together.
Do you feel like most of your trolls are... let me not sound ignorant.
It's nice to know. I don't know everything.
No, but okay. Do you feel like most of your trolls aren't... they're inexperienced. Like, I can't imagine... I can imagine that most of the people who have the most to say don't even know what they're talking about. Like, if I said I wanted my pasta al dente, they'll be like, oh, what's that? But you have the most to say that, oh, you don't know where this is not a good pasta. This is da 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 da. Do you feel like most of your trolls are people who don't even...
You build up, answer that question to buttress what she said. I did go through, there's something you said not recently,
the yoga one.
But some months ago. No. And they posted, I think, on Instablog or something. And the comments, obviously, people were attacking you as usual. And I had a couple of people who were chefs, quote unquote, trolling you. So let's add that to it now. So like people that are inexperienced and people that do have the experience.
Okay. So I used to be a troll in my past life.
This is your karma.
It's not karma. This babe, what's her name? Izzy's wife, she blocked me. She blocked me. I wanted attention. So I used to just troll her. I didn't hate her. I just wanted her to know I existed. So every day I'm insulting her and she blocks me. So imagine if I let a motherfucker on the internet that will forget insulted or whatever 5 minutes ago. Imagine paying attention to those people. So you ask me about them.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. I don't know jack about them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't like bait them
enough.
You don't
pay attention to your troll.
Sometimes they would even troll. Maybe like, yes, I agree with you. Where is a fool? Just like, I don't pay them any mind because I used to be them. I know exactly what they are doing. So imagine giving them the power. But for chefs, now those ones are the ones that actually, you know, pay attention to.
Do you look at it as constructive criticism or do you just feel like they're just... Do you feel like you have a lot of haters as well?
It's actually more love than hate. But as human beings, if you have 500 comments, if you have 7, you're a bastard, you're a fool. That's it is cool. Those 7 that your eyes will lock on at first. And you would ignore the, oh, I love you, you are doing nice and I'm guilty of that. I'm trying to learn that stuff. So yeah. So those who actually give me feedback, I won't call them trolls. Okay, this thing you said, I don't agree with you. You said this, I've been there. I don't think you are right. That's not a troll. That is feedback.
Speaking of not agreeing with you. Now.
The chef part will not answer it though.
Okay, go on, please.
So chefs. I mean, I will not lie. If I was a chef, I would hate me because I went to culinary school. I, you know, spent this time, this number of years, and this guy just came. I said he's a critic, and this guy has the power to say my stuff. So, like, I understand why chefs, like, I understand why, you know, they will not like me because I'm not saying I'm God or anything, but, like, this guy, to a large extent, has the power to, like, ruin my business and give me money. So, yeah. I can see why they don't like me.
What's your relationship like with Nigerian chefs and restaurants?
Oh, I'm beautiful. Beautiful.
Restaurants, uncle.
Restaurants. I'm on my let Nigerian suffer era. Because I used to like be very, very honest.
Are we not suffering already?
Truthful and, you know, I would say, oh, this place is bad. You knew me then, I was a basketball guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm a bad guy, Abby. I'm a business destroyer. I love you, go and suffer. It's the bad food and, you know, experience it yourself. So I don't lie, I just keep quiet. When I have bad experiences, I just don't say it anymore. And I let them go, oh, wait, don't tag me. I'm like, go and tag this. Don't tag me anymore. So I'm on that. But next year I'll change. But right now, this year, I'm like, let them waste their money and experience the bad for themselves.
That's the vibe you're on.
Yes, right now.
Now, speaking of restaurants and not agreeing with you and some controversial opinions you've had, like you said, you've gone through, I won't call it an opinion switch per se, but there's some things you stood for back then that I don't necessarily stand for now. Now let's go to the issue of restaurants and dress codes. I know back then, I would call you out for that one.
I know that
back then you did actually express an opinion that, oh, it doesn't make sense for restaurants to have many like dress codes. Many times. And I was like, yes, right on, this and that. But then not recently per se, but about a couple of months ago, you're like, oh, you've actually had some conversations with the people that own restaurants. There was even something you said let's talk about dress code and minimum spend. There was something you said one time where you were sitting down with the manager of like top restaurants and you guys were sitting down together. I remember this story very well. And you were like, oh, some babes came in and they were taking
a group of friends. Guys and girls, not only babes, I remember.
There's one that was like babes came in and the manager tells you that, oh, look at these people now. As they're sitting down there, they won't order more than drink. They won't order more than Coke.
Okay.
And the people truly, really and truly ordered more than Coke and they were doing this.
Chapman.
And then you're like, oh, you understand where the restaurants are coming from. Now, I don't agree with minimum spend.
I
said
I don't
spend.
Support, but I understand.
Understand. I don't agree. I don't understand. I don't support. I don't agree with minimum spend or dress codes. If you don't want people to spend, if you don't want people to spend, come to a restaurant and spend 3-5, please don't put anything of 3-5 on the menu. That's honest, to be very honest. Why is it on the menu? Listen, now we're talking about Nigerian and Nigerian culture. Abroad, people actually just go out to just go for drinks. Times when I travel, I can just say, okay, let's just go here. Let's just have drinks. Like, if I come and say, okay, let me visit you, say, there's this pub that has really nice drinks. Let's just go there and have drinks. There have been times where I've started out with dinner here. I went to this place for drinks and I'm like, okay, let's go here for desserts.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone on a date where I had food here. Then I'm like, oh, let's go to this other restaurant for desserts. And I'm coming in now and I'm like, okay, please give me brownies and maybe a smoothie or a milkshake. And you're telling me, oh, we don't have kinnikum minimum spend and that.
I'm trying to phrase my word in a way that will not
please God
sound very offensive because it will
let it be offensive.
It will lean towards gender.
Let's lean towards gender. I'm here for you. No, let's lean towards gender. I'm here.
The reason why policemen profile people on dreadlocks and they call them this is because of young boys or, you know, in like some bad boys. So because of these young boy dressings and bad boy dressings, they've ruined it for everybody else that carries that hair. So can you read in between the lines?
No,
spell this out for me. I can't read.
So before, when I was on the customer side, I was very, very ignorant. I did not give a flying fuck about these establishments. I want my food. I came here, your wait time is 5 minutes. I did not care. But now there's empathy. If I go to a restaurant that is full, I cannot expect a 5 minutes wait time. Now I am older and more mature. Then I was brutal. I don't give a fuck. It is full. Indomie should not take more than 5 minutes. Why is it 10 minutes? I will give you a bad review. As a business owner, so it's like, that's why now people are saying Opoyemi has sold out. But it's like, Opoyemi has more empathy. And when you open your business, pray that empathy Opoyemi comes to your business. Then, I do not care if the restaurant was full. Indomie is 5 minutes. I don't, give me my food in 5 minutes. But now, almost a Friday evening, they are full.
You get, you've not tied into the dressing.
For the dressing, I don't want to say because it is a gender.
No, but say it because you, I will have that conversation with you.
Restaurant owners, both male, everywhere in Nigeria, in Lagos, both male, female, white, black, it is always one
particular gender
that is women, and a stereotype. Why
that they have
are with. Not men? If why?
Let's just establish the fact that, first of all, we're in a patriarchal society and there's patriarchy and it's heavily misogynistic. Now, let me give you why.
I don't support it, though.
Okay.
Don't cut it. I don't support it. Okay. But I see why they are doing it. Hold on. Like I said,
I'm triggered.
Some women ruined it for everybody.
I disagree.
Not women.
I disagree.
So I've been to restaurants with my sugar baby. So because of, I'm friends with many restaurant owners now and they showed me these things. When I go to a restaurant, just by sitting down and looking, I know those who came there to buy a cocktail and spend 2 hours taking pictures. Every case, I go there a lot. And I'm my sugar baby. We play this game that, let's bet now, this person, this is what they will buy. It's wrong, but it is fact. As a business owner,
it's wrong and it's
money.
Classist and it's elitist.
It's not, so, as a business owner, you are losing money because, so, you are speaking as a customer and it's fine.
Okay, me.
This table, so, W bar now, let's call them W bar. There's, that is why, so saying this table is 200k, that's the minimum spend, but you go there, you won't complain for W bar. Minimum spend of 200k.
W bar is not promoting itself to be a restaurant. W bar is even in the
so
name. It's
I'm
saying
using
it
the
is
minimum
allowed.
Spend table stuff. So and when restaurants and
clubs. You don't address that address.
So you're not.
I can't, because I'm not a restaurant owner. See, there's nothing I'll say. They will drag me. So I don't want to speak on this.
No, it's not that.
I walk Rocks to Seka.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you know, this is not allowed. This, and I did not enter.
Which
Seka? Seka non-parel.
Okay.
You get, I wore Crocs, like the way I dress, native and Crocs. And they said, this is not allowed. And I did not say because I'm a man.
Okay.
I was angry, I was displeased, but I left. Hold. So I don't want to speak on this because it will
speak
be a gender issue.
What?
But men, when men wear shorts to restaurants, they told them it's not allowed. And the men take their L and they leave. And they don't make it a gender thing. Now, I'm here to spend this. Do you know who I am? We are sorry. And the men leave. So I don't want to speak on it because there's no winning. There is no winning. But me, Opeyemi, in some states, they bounce me in restaurant because of my dressing. Because I feel I'm a big boy. I have money. I dress something like, no, chairman, sweatpants is not allowed. And I leave. I was in a church, that earring, whatever. They said earring is not allowed in the church. You know the story. I did not argue in the church. I left and I posted it. But some people, they have a dress code. You know this is the dress code. You go, like, I'm not saying it is right though, but this is their rule. Some dress codes are ridiculous. I saw one new one that said wear corporate suits. I'm like, you know, recently, one blue restaurant that is new, sha. I think you went there too. I don't know. It's bluish, whatever. They had dress code, they wear blazer. I'm like, on top waiting for bad milkshake. But the dress code is there. And you go there. So I'm like, I don't want to speak on it.
See, let me
know. I understand you, but they have their rules. Why are you going there?
Okay,
if they have their house rules.
It's one thing for you to have rules.
Okay.
And it's another thing for those rules to be targeted specifically at a particular gender.
No. I don't think so.
No. Listen.
Men experience this, but men don't complain as much.
I keep telling people that you can't speak on the issues of the oppressed when you're in a position of privilege, to
be honest. But they
must be talking. Listen. Okay. See, your experiences as a man
100%.
Visiting restaurants
100%.
Would never be the same as my experiences as a woman
100%.
Visiting restaurants. Not only are we profiled based off of dressing, we're also profiled based on the facts that we're women. Ashayo is sitting down here. Listen, even when you dress properly, like this babe came out recently on social media, talk about how she was bounced from one restaurant like that, the one that I think I went there for my. I was quite surprised because what I wore there, make I know, like, if they bounced me, I know how I would, at least would have made more sense because this babe actually wore a full blown dinner dress and this babe was decent. Like, I have never been that decently dressed in my life to go to a restaurant. First of all, from when she called them, made her reservation, it was okay. There was a bit of an air. Got there, bounced her. Now, listen, my friend gave me a story recently. My friend got married recently. Listen, my friend got married recently. She went to a hotel on the island. I don't know if I should call their name. She wanted to do her court. She did her court wedding yesterday, day before yesterday. She wanted to get a room at Soji. From there, she would just head to Ikoyi Registry, but take pictures with her husband, do like a pre-video type of thing,
and
go
there
in the hotel. No. Listen, other people told her, okay, you pay for this and that. Oh, that was all, like, all well and good. That wasn't the problem. So she found a hotel. She called these people, oh, I want to make a reservation to the room. It's not available. Her husband called them barely 2 minutes after. Listen, I want to make a reservation. Immediately, that man was giving that room. I've spoken to my male friends. I've asked them questions. Oh, how often have you been bounced from restaurants? How often have you been, like, have you gotten to a restaurant and been told, oh, there is a minimum spend? You can't tell me that, oh, men go through these things and they don't want to talk about it, so women should not. That's your business.
That's why I use that analogy.
If you're going through a problem and you don't want to talk about it, that's on you.
Some people ruin it. Sorry for everyone. I'll use Crossroads, for example. Have you been there before?
Yeah, I have.
So in Crossroads, I and my friends, we go there and those women that are at Farm City, you know, those women that are at Farm City, there are plenty in Crossroads. And because of those women, men don't like coming because they'll come, do you want a massage and stuff? Because of those women, Crossroads began bouncing some women. Now, out of 10 or 20 women that they bounce, based on profiling, maybe just two are wrong, but the remaining 18 or
does it make you right?
You own an establishment. Women of the night are entering, buying bottled water, taking up and toasting your customers. My dad and I went to Crossroads and women were toasting my father. He did not want that. So that's me saying, I don't want to discuss, but some women, I'm not saying all women, listen to me, some women, because of what they do, they ruin it for others. Farm City is known for their fish and what? Say it.
Chips.
No. Awesome. Farm City is known for their grilled fish and what?
Their seafood okay.
All of you are dancing around the question.
Yeah.
Farm City has been raided by the police many times because of some people that are outside trying to do things with their customer. Farm City is known for that. And everybody moved to Kingfisher because Kingfisher, they managed it. So again, key point, some women, I am not defending these restaurants, but some people ruined it for others. And you people, I don't want to discuss this.
Basically, sorry, let me just explain something. What this stands to me
so
is
I'm
like...
I'm not defending them.
I know you're not defending them.
I'm just saying
them.
There are two sides to every story.
Yeah, there are two sides
this
to every story.
This is the customer side. Nobody wants to be bounced.
Yeah.
But why are these people bouncing? Okay, men are misogynist, but why are women who own restaurants... doing it.
I mean, we have patriarchy princesses. There are definitely women that are heavy on misogyny.
So, like, literally, all the women are doing it.
Okay, let me explain something to you where this thing is coming from.
There's no way.
We'll wrap it up, but let me explain. Let me explain how this is coming. The whole point of having a movement in Nigeria that talked about, the whole point of having NSAS movements was, you people are profiling people.
I don't support it, though.
No. I'm just making this clear that the whole point of having this movement is, okay, yes, you have men. There are people that do Yahoo, obviously. But then the police is using that as an excuse to stop everybody and exercise their biases against these people and say, okay, you this person, you look like a Yahoo boy. Okpeyemi, you have nose ring, you are this. Lumi, you have dreads, you are this. Kenny Copperson, you have this, you are that. Does it make it right?
No.
Does it mean it should continue?
No, it doesn't.
I'm sorry, there's no how. See, to get me from, I don't know, I wore something a couple of days back. I wore a full sleeve shirt and a pair of trousers. And my mommy was so surprised. Like, oh, Inda, wow, you can look like this. If you look at me, I enter your establishment and you look at me and think, okay, because this person is dressed like this, past the days of dress the way you want to be addressed.
That we're nets,
do you see how, sorry, do you nets, see how this person dresses? What's his name? Mark Zuckerberg. They will bounce him from second year now. That's what you're telling me. And do you know what is crazy about this thing? Your standards only apply to black women. In Nigeria, your standards... So it's not even all women. Your standards only apply to black men. Because I've been in spaces where all these Oyinbo babes, now them, they know how to do a shower clothes pass. They will come and wear these their hot pants. They'll wear these their backless clothes. But just be fair. Just not be Nigerian. And you see everybody pandering and moving this and moving that. But me as a Nigerian woman, let me wear ripped jeans and you're sending me from your establishment. Open me. I don't understand anything your establishment has to say, number one. People are misogynistic. You're patriarchal and you hate women.
Simple. Mistake it. It's
bounce
not empathy.
Me from your restaurant.
If two people are fighting, okay, when you slapped me, one slap, and I gave her 5 punches, why did Okwe give, I don't hate women, why did Okwe give this person 5 punches on top of one slap? So there are two sides of a story. So I'm not empathetic. It's just so they are human. I've spoken to them, and all of them in different states are saying the same thing, and they do not have a meeting.
It's given I've spoken, for me, this is like, I could equate this to, I've spoken to the white slave masters, and then everybody.
That is why I said I don't want to speak.
And that's what I'm saying. There's always two sides to every story, but there are sometimes where you will not exercise empathy. You push
I keep saying it that I don't support them, but I've heard their side, and there's a bit of logic. No, I will not do it, but I promise you guys, it is sad to say, Oyinda, when you open your restaurant, it could be men, not women, but there are people in your restaurants that you will bounce, that will not conform to the rules. And those people, they will drag you for it. That's what I can say.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with having rules. And this is why I was trying to, you were missing what, you know, I was saying.
For reservation, that one, no. I don't, like, if a woman calls a reservation, you don't give her. That one, there's no party. There's no backstory behind that one. There's no backstory. You get the, if your money's not with you, you can't enter. There's no backstory. I don't care.
So just even to give me, that like, this privilege me, defend, that you have. Yeah. I remember when I went somewhere with a friend of mine. So, she's like, IJGB, like, Shayo. And we went there. And there was a difference in the service. Like, the service that they gave to her, there was a way that they deferred to her. And there was a way that they acted towards me. And that's a funny thing I've noticed. Or maybe it's just my opinion. You can have a different conversation about it. But one thing I've noticed is, it's quite funny. Maybe this is just me as a customer and things that I've seen. How restaurants treat women. When most of the time, when I go to restaurants, most of the time, I see, most of the time, like expensive restaurants in Lagos that I've been to. And I go there. It's mostly women that I see there. And when I do see men.
Women actually.
And when I do see
100%.
Men, these men are with women. Yeah. Who most likely, let's go on a date here. Let's do this. I have friends, male friends, I'll tell you, where am I going now when I can just order food on this place and this place? It's only when they want to go out on a date that you see me dragging, okay, come, let's go to this place, let's go here, let's go there, let's go this, let's do that. I go out to restaurants and I see women, even if they're with their cameras, they're here to take pictures. See, the food is merely coincidental, to be honest, because people are not even cooking good food. You people are giving us food that is stale, that is horrible. So yes, I have to pay food to be in your establishment. I'm not going to deny that, yes, I want to take pictures in your restaurant. Don't make the restaurants fine if you want people to snap there. I don't like it. I'm not saying is...
I asked them because some family, so that is the thing. There are many sides.
I understand that people don't want to show in other people's pictures.
The
it can be considerate.
If it's, I will
definitely,
not come back
no, I understand
if
that.
They made you no rule. You'll be pissed off, but there's a reason why they made you don't
I understand
take pictures.
That. No, I understand that. There are some people that are very unreasonable about it because I can literally go, just like me sitting down here like this, and this is your restaurant, and I'm backing the wall. I are telling me, Kini Kop, people don't want to show in my pics. But okay, let's put
there's
that one aside.
There's a spot in Port Harcourt. There's a no picture rule,
no
matter
all.
What.
No,
I have to beg the woman.
After, let me know.
I could have gone and complained.
There.
I said, what do you mean? But I said, this is where I am. I beg that please let me take a picture and promote
your
restaurant.
No, just let me
I
know.
I could have said it
so
as,
not
a bad
time.
Person. So there are different angles. Also, I'll land here. people's behavior determines people's attitude towards them.
Mm.
Every time you go to a restaurant, if you're an imam, go.
Mm.
And the wait staff bring the bill, who did they give it to?
They can give it to the man.
Most likely, who did they give it to?
They give it to the man.
Is it patriarchy or is it numbers? Be honest.
Is it patriarchy or is it numbers?
Numbers, yes.
How so?
Because most times, so again, I don't want to speak because it's really like this guy
people
is
be playing
this.
With us because I think a couple
it is numbers. Most times when a man and a woman go out, who foots the bill? Just answer the question. Most times, don't use yourself. We know who foots the bill most times. Most times.
I can only speak for my own experiences, but you can't speak.
Since we are being semantic, So most times it is the man
foots
the bill. And that is why these wait staff were not trained to give the men or the woman. It's just based on numbers.
Mm.
Based on numbers, if this is what happens, this is the way we should react. I always thought that that if people are eating, puts the bill
in the middle. That's how it should be done.
But I understand that they are doing this because this is what happens most times.
Because their restaurant did not train them. Yeah, I get that. Mm-mm. Go on, I'm listening, don't worry.
So I train them and I tell them, even though I correct them, but I understand why they are doing these things. Mm. Most, I don't want to speak because it's really like, Okoyemi is being this and that.
Speak now. Don't forever hold your peace.
Restaurants
speak.
Acting towards some people. Same way in Abuja, some restaurants, some Yahoo boys, they tell them, you cannot enter some club, whatever. That you, sorry. I have the money now, fine, but you cannot enter. Simple. So, based on numbers, based on patterns and behaviors, restaurants react based on patterns. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Toss me starting with some people ruin it for everybody, both men and women.
Mm.
And even with the little I've said, the dragging, next week is going to be immaculate.
No,
but I pray you guys open your restaurant and would have these chats.
No,
I think what I've been trying to say is I feel like there's nothing wrong with having rules and regulations. If you put Nigeria and you compare it to the rest of the world, there's restaurants in Dubai, in the UK, that have rules and regulations. I think it's about communication and how you communicate that to people. I've been to Dubai and they'll tell you, like, there's certain places you can't have short dresses or whatever. They communicate that to you. They don't make you feel belittled. They don't make you feel like a prostitute. They don't make you feel poor. They don't make you feel stupid. They don't make you feel incompetent. And that's why I'm like, I don't really agree with you being sympathetic. And I feel like...
Not sympathetic.
Empathetic.
Not empathetic. Sorry. I've heard both sides. And I'm telling the other side story who is not told. I do not support them. There's no empathy. I've heard both sides. Everybody has said the customer side. Nobody has said... The restaurant owner's side, and I'm just bringing
it. Restaurant owners have said their sides. They put out statements all the time. I think the one restaurant that you're talking about, let me see, is this one. Like, the restaurants, they have said that, but my thing is how you communicate. Is it this one that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's this one. Thank you very much.
I haven't heard the babe. I feel like there's ways for...
And I feel like...
The
simplest.
It's...
The blue... Sorry, unlock your phone.
It's how you communicate it to people. I feel like if I was... when I own a restaurant,
because your house, your rules.
But that's the thing. I feel like the way they communicated it was bad and they didn't communicate it. You first shamed people, embarrassed them, not just in front of their friends. And so it's how you communicate it. And I'm saying it's not just a Nigerian thing. Let's be real. People have standards internationally. It happens all over the world. But it's communication. Certain places, they will tell you reservations only. When you call to make your reservations, they'll tell you, they'll even tell you a reservation fee. Before you can come, we have a reservation fee. Mostly, they'll tell you online. When you go online, they'll say we have a dress code and they'll read you out what the dress code is and stuff like that. However, if you go there and you're not in line with their dress code, it's never even usually the person that you're speaking. A manager will come and address like, good evening, thank you so much. However, we have a dress code and because of the way we have certain rules and regulations, we can't allow you in. However, you know, we can move your reservations another time.
Nigerian restaurants rather
feel.
The issue is not just, the issue is not your rules or regulations. And that's something I can't understand where restaurants are coming from. If I own a house, it's the same way if you own a house. If your mother tells you to get in that house by 10, you get in that house by 10. But do you get what I mean? So it's not about your rules and regulations. It's how you communicate to people. And it now seems that these rules and regulations only now appear when you're of lighter or whiter descent. Or when you're of a diaspora, because you have an accent, then you want to be talking to... Like, I went somewhere and there was an Indian woman talking to a Nigerian person anyhow. And I said to her, I was like, I don't know. She was like, oh, the way she was talking, it was even a name. I was very angry. And I said to her, like, you know, the, like, and the way she was cussing out this person, I went and I said, I don't want to be rude, but you're not in India. You're in Nigeria. You're going to respect every single person that you meet here. Because guess what? You wouldn't be in India talking to them like this. I've seen you talk to your friends. I've seen you talk to the other people. Mm-hmm. You would not speak to anybody of Indian descent like this. So why do you think it's okay for you to be in Nigeria talking to Nigerians like this? Yeah. The same way when you go to the white man's land, they will make you know that you're in my country and you're not going to address me.
I don't want Jack Bar.
So, and I feel like Nigerians don't underestimate the power that we have. When I'm in Nigeria, I do not expect a Nigerian to be belittling me in my own country. If anything, we are supposed to gang up and belittle the others. Because guess when you go to the white man's land, they will call you a black nigga. They will make you feel this big. So I don't agree with black Nigerian owners ganging up on their own people. And then you guys be so that nobody supports. Like, you don't support your damn self. You can't be feeling sorry for people that don't support their own. I'm Nigerian and you're making somebody whiter, lighter, someone that's not even Nigerian, someone that had your father as a slave, telling me that, oh, there was a kid. So do you think I left my house with that money to pay? And even if I did, what's it got to do with you?
So
what are you really understand? Like, that's the issue with this conversation.
Everything
Let's
you
really...
said, I don't disagree with it or have any, you know, opposing opinion.
I'm
I want to just put Love something that. Out. Men and women's perspective.
Yeah.
Many people are shitty and people are bad. And sometimes I think it is not a fact. I think that when some shitty things are done to women by people, sometimes it is not a fact. Women see it as, oh, it is because I am a woman.
But it is.
Like, I give examples of how me, as a food critic, I have been bounced or told not to do these things in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen it as, oh, because I'm a man, because I'm Yoruba. I just see it as this person is a bad person. Again, not defending them. Mm-hmm. What if this person is just a shitty person?
Mm-hmm. We're not disputing that, but what I'm
what
also saying is...
What if this person is shitty too? So men go through some of these things you guys go through, but not as much. Mm-hmm. If Yahoo boys, Pablo's, told the stories of our restaurant brands, bounce them. It's a trend. Because those ones, so they go through it and they complain on my page that, oh, because I want slides and kidney, but I have the money. They DM me. But they don't complain or make it seem like because I am a man. So women have it shitty in Nigeria. I am not debating it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are just shitty people. And it is not because you're a woman. It's just because that restaurant owner is a shitty person. I can call them, but last time I did it, I trended. So sometimes...
Please call them. No.
I've done it already. See, they might sue me now. You know,
okay,
guess. But sometimes,
about that.
Some of these women or men are just shitty people. Not because they are just shitty. Because men too go through it not as much as women. Mm-hmm. But men go through it. That's all I have to say.
Very valid. I understand what you're saying. But yes, these people are shitty people. But then it's hard to not draw the lines when consistently you go through the same things and see somebody that's of a different gender not going through that same thing, even though they're doing the same thing as you are. So while yes, people are very shitty people, it still proves the standard. A lot of profiling and discrimination is done in Nigeria against Nigerian women off of the basis of your gender and your sex.
Up
that
until
one,
today,
as
nobody knew that
woman,
restaurant bounced me up until today.
Okay, I mean, see.
Nobody knew that this year.
Even female food
10 restaurants have bounced me this year.
Mm.
Yes.
Have you been sued?
For my dressing, eh?
Have you been sued?
Are they mad?
Have a quick question.
Has anybody threatened to? Because you just said something now, like they might say, has any?
No, so I study journalism and, you know, some things, I know what slander is, so I will not say slanderous things. So saying, oh, I was in this restaurant and I think their jollof rice is bad because it was too spicy. You can't sue me for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not slander.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are bastards, they are fool. That's why I don't say slanderous things. I might drag you, but I will not say it in a slanderous way. So they cannot sue me. Mm-hmm. And if they do, I have a lawyer and retainer. I'm paying him big money. I need a big case so that I can't work. Sue me, talk about being that. Yeah, so
you
stuff
had it
like
here
that.
First.
Real quick, what's the most hurtful comment you've ever read on a post? Something that stands out. And how do you feel about it?
When I was, now it doesn't enter, but when I was younger as a food critic, there was this chef that used to throw me and I almost stopped being a food critic because of, so it's mostly chefs that in the past.
Mm.
Now, regular civilians, there's nothing you said that would, like, because everyone just knows what I show them. So saying, oh, he eats with his mouth open, blah, blah, blah. No.
Ah,
One video.
Oh my God.
But like then I was, you know, younger and new as a food critic. Like there was one chef that I looked up to that used to throw me. It was just one person ever. So that, yeah, it entered me. Like, who made you eat this? You don't know anything. Look at you. She was trolling me with eating in cheap restaurants and, you know, doing only Nigerian food. You've not eaten in these fancy restaurants. That's one of the reasons why I doubled down. that, okay, so your own standard is me being a fancy boy, I'll be, fuck all of you. I'll push the Nigerian food agenda. So I think that's just one. Now, again, I used to be a troll. And I know why trolls are doing it. So that's why trolls cannot get to me. I entertain them. I even banter with them. So.
Where's your nose ring?
It was infected. I have receipts. It was infected. Shall I? Evidence day.
You go explain. I have no evidence.
It was infected and I do not want keloids. And I'm like, well, you're fine, but you're not awesome, but you're fine. Don't spoil your small findings.
Mm.
It's possible keloids.
But how do you feel about the backlash? Because I feel like every time I see a troll post, like,
my numbers went up.
During
that nose ring era,
yeah,
all my posts were doing well. Because on IG, the more you engage on someone's post, the more you type, when the person posts, it will bring it up.
Mm.
So the views, my numbers were good. That's why I doubled down on
it. Double down. You doubled down.
But it swelled up. I still have scars, you know. Yeah, so the numbers were good.
Speaking of numbers, what's your relationship with Twitter like? Because I know that you were on Twitter for a while.
Yeah, then I left.
Then they bullied you off.
They didn't bully me,
You got explained that I had no evidence.
So why I left Twitter was, there was one time, one person was trolling me, one guy, and there was a long back and forth. And then I checked the person's profile. And I saw Wayekin a bit, pray for me. And I said, Opeyemi, you just engaged
with the person. It's the one that is doing common entrance.
I finished this thing, Kilonko, Unilago.
Mm.
I said, fuck this. And I left.
Uh-uh.
It wasn't trolling, but it's just, like, kids.
You could have just blocked that person and still been on Twitter. No, that sort of feels like you ran away. There was
so much TikTok now, but they are believing now. So it's like some random niggas that on the road will call you on Kusa, brother. But I argue. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Sort of feels like you ran away. Yeah. But people are saying that they ran you off.
I mean, if it makes them feel happy, like, it's fine. Also, so I'm like, I don't make money on this app. I'm not popular here.
Are you popular on Twitter?
No, for bad reasons. But like, I'm like, you get.
Why are trolls trolling you? Like, why do you have trolls? And it's not just
because I have more positivity. It's yin and yang. So the thing is that you should ask me, why do you have more love? I did a post day before yesterday about what is it called? This year, and they DM me that the numbers are high. Let's focus on that, not the 20% of.
I mean, that one is already, that's a given. Yeah. Like we said, you're Nigeria's biggest food critic.
So it's yin and yang.
And that's a given.
More yin than yang. So yes, I have more love. Like if I touch your restaurants, you have high blood pressure.
Real quick, I do want to ask something because there was a rumor that went around one time, but it's a bit controversial. People talking about how, like you mentioned it yourself, that they said that, you sold out or something.
Oh, yeah.
There was a rumor that, you get like your reviews are not as independent as you would like people to think. How do you address that? What do you have to say to him? Like, some people think that, Opeyemi is reviewing this place. I had a bad experience at this place. Opeyemi is reviewing them, but he gave them a good review. I think he's being paid off. I think he's selling out. Or I think he's being bought off.
I have that experience. I said that already.
We discussed it.
guys did.
I was like, did you get paid to do this review? Because these... And then...
Yeah. The owner of the Smiths, when I went to the restaurant, she saw me.
Wow.
She did like she did not know me. I didn't go there for her. I paid, not me, the person that carried me there, my friend, BCT, she paid for it. There was special treatment.
IJGB friend.
You saw the post. Nothing. I showed the receipt, I think, of my page. Yeah. So, I did not get paid for it. And I gave it a 9 over 10.
That's owners, high.
Yeah, I know, because it was that good. And when there was this bad stuff that and I dragged it, I called it demon flesh. They are bacon, candied bacon. I called it demon flesh, but I gave it a 9. The owner saw me, Bojukuro, she did not care about me, but the manager and the wait staff, they were nice. They did not pay me. I had a good experience. And I mentioned that this is my experience. And the one that was bad, I dragged it. But she went there and had a bad experience and is blaming. So it's like, what do you guys want from me?
I dragged
Don Jazzy Burger, everybody in Nigeria, every single person.
That was rough.
Every single person in Nigeria said, the burger is nice.
No, I was on your side.
And only me spoke out and said, Don Jazzy, your burger is not bad. But if you change this, and this, this will be better. And he listened and he changed it.
Yeah.
And he had it. So imagine all these fuckers lying to him. He will not know that he needed to change this, and this. What do you guys want from me? That's me saying I will keep quiet and let you guys suffer.
Speaking of letting
people suffer. They dragged me, but Don Jazzy listened and he changed it. Let me do my job. Let me do my job. He changed it. All of you were saying, you will not help these businesses grow. Then I'll not.
So that's my only reason why I feel like you have to be authentic with your review. And this is why, when I asked you about I particularly asked you about the dish that you reviewed, not the restaurant.
The dish,
I was very particular because I feel like me personally, I don't like having bad experiences, right? And I'm the type of person that bad customer service pisses me off. And Nigerians, y'all don't even have customer service. I already know it's on minus.
I agree.
So I already can't expect it to be, if I'm 100, you're already going to take half because of your bad customer service. So I don't now go to experience bad food. So I expect when you give a review on something, and I know people's palates are different and stuff. So it's always a thing where like, I'll have a few things. Okay, he suggested this. Let me taste. Okay, it's nice. So I know that we're on similar palates. Because another thing is, if we don't have similar palates, no matter what you suggest, I will never enjoy it. Because
if you like medium rare and you like done, we can't enjoy
it. We can't enjoy this. So. I can't never enjoy your reviews. And I've been to certain places that you've reviewed. Like I said, I don't like bad experiences. So if you say this is good there, I will go there and I'll experience this. I'm like, okay, cool. I get what you're saying. I can now explore more because we have similar palates, right? And with that place, it was exactly what
I had.
What you ordered.
The Smiths.
And it was
this. You did not pay me all, but see
it
now.
Was horrible. And you know what's worse? You ever, the girl was there and we had a horrible experience. And she now made it like we didn't even want to pay. And I just looked at her and I was like, not to be rude, but it's long gone are the days people leave their house and don't want to pay for the food. It wasn't like there was a guy there. And like the way, it was even a celebration.
And it's not even
like
a cheap restaurant though.
It's not even a cheap restaurant. So if you're going to be coming with all of these expenses and this, have good customer service. Or better yet, you as an owner, don't be in your restaurant when your customers are having bad service. Get out. Don't be there. Let your managers deal with it. They wouldn't. I spent 4 hours that all I had was starters.
Damn. Are you serious?
I can show you the first stamp. 4 hours.
Well,
and she was there.
See why it sucks being me.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't pay me. I know you're nice, but we don't talk. We've never said hi before, but I saw her. I know she is. Nobody paid me. They did not even invite me.
Yeah.
I gave a good review. Mm-hmm. I shared a bad experience. If it did not meet me, to be like, this guy, they paid him off. Some restaurants call me for announcements and they pay. Doc, where this is a new restaurant. I don't review them. But you guys trust me so much that anything I say, hello guys, there's this new restaurant. It's a rooftop restaurant. They sell Chinese food. They sell this. If you want Indian food, go there. Is that a review?
It's not a suggestion.
But people just see it as review. So there are some tricky parts where some are paid. I will never inform nobody pays me. Some, they are paid adverts.
Yeah.
And I'll say there's this new restaurant in this location. If you live in Ikeja and you want Chinese food, nice to visit go there. There. That's all.
No.
I don't say, oh, the food is 9 over 10, it's 10 over 10, the pasta. Yeah. No. There's this place that sells.
But now, before we round up, there's two things now. Well, you mentioned,
just now. Let's
you, mentioned just. You mentioned truly in Temi Otedola. Do you regret it?
I don't agree.
Did he block you?
Yes, he blocked me. That was years ago. Temi's one, I'll be fine.
But
I
don't
I have no beef, but Denolagre's one is one I regret.
Why's that?
Because I met him, he's a nice person.
Did you tell him that, oh, you blocked me?
I couldn't tell him.
But do you think he recognized you?
I mean, he will know who I am. No, then.
Yeah.
For hell no. He won't. I was a random fly on the wall.
Okay.
But no, like, I used to troll him then. So trust me saying, when people troll me now, I can't, I'm like, I used to be you. That's why he can never pay me. I know exactly why they are doing it. And the moment you respond to them, there was one that was trolling Chris Brown. And he responded, my day was made.
Stop.
Go, exactly. I was happy.
What did you say? What did he say?
I was just some rubbish ass trolling you. Are you using drugs? You lost weight. Some dumb shit.
Did he say?
I don't know, Shabo, he responded. I think LOL or whatever. But I told all my friends in class. Like, I was happy. So that's why me allowed these fuckers get to. I was you like 10 years ago. So that's why trolls can never get to me. But the other one, he pained me because I met him and he didn't know who I was. And he was nice. I think we're in Knock. Him, this girl's sister was there. The first one of Otedola, what's her name again?
Tolani.
Tolani was there. Tolani. Was some celebrities were there. And I was like a new influencer that had no business being there, being invited, but I was there. And all of them were like, you know, just being, and he was nice to me. He came, sat down, and it was just, and I'm like, this guy's a nice guy. Like, why did you show this? Like, he was very nice. He didn't need to be nice and anything. I'm like, okay, you're a dumbass.
No.
I'm still blocked, yeah, but that's one trolling and blocking that I generally...
Maybe you should reach out. Just like,
I'm blocked. How would I... What?
Why do you think trolls... Okay, you already said. Why do you think trolls... You said that they want attention.
Boredom is not that deep, I swear. It's not that deep.
Just boredom.
It's never an attention. It's not that deep.
They just troll because...
It is not that deep. To me, it's like, okay, this person said something I don't agree with. Okay, no get sense. and they move on. But if Okwe reads it, not me, but so that's why I say when people drag you, 5 minutes after typing that stuff, they will forget they dragged you. Mm-hmm. Now imagine letting what they said ruin your day and your esteem. That is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. Being a farmer, this one, I've moved on, I'm meeting my bread, I've forgotten, but it will ruin our day. So that's why I will, like, trolls on the internet, I promise you, you'll never win. You will, because I know You will never. Like, I will lose money to let you fuckers know that you will never win.
You can never make it.
Honestly, I mean, today has definitely been... I mean, it's always nice talking with you, Sha, and it's definitely been a very insightful conversation.
I'm not a chauvinist. Today. I know, you know, some of my opinions. No,
I know,
It's just, I know both sides.
You are
I don't
trying
support
to balance it. Yeah.
You're a woman, so yes, but I'm not a chauvinist. Mm. I'm not an ignorant person. It's just...
Playing devil's advocate.
No. It's just what I know. On their side, you don't know it or you not agree with it.
Yeah,
I don't agree, but I just know that this is why they are doing it. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, it's sort of like there's some issues I play devil's advocate on. There's some issues that screw you guys, man, I'm not doing that shit with you. Mm. But it's been a very, very insightful conversation. Mm-hmm. We loved having you on. I feel like we'll definitely love to have you.
Hmm? Am I still a proud person?
I never said you're proud.
Okay.
I feel like we definitely want you to come back on another episode, definitely, so we can continue the rest of this conversation.
Let's not discuss any gender,
but before we end this,
let's discuss soft life, no gender.
Okay. Before we end this conversation, let's end it with your tagline. So, you know, hi.
Oh, I've changed it now.
That's your business. Do the one I know, please. Do that for my own.
Hello, guys. My name is Farmer King Okwe.
Okay, stop now.
Google me.
Stop that's now. Do the old one first, then do the new one.
It will not make sense. Okay, say who I am.
Okay, stop now. Do the old one first, then we'll do the new one.
No,
I like Kofte. Do the old one first, then do the new one.
You're going to let us know what to expect from you this December. Top 10 restaurants to be at.
In Nigeria or Lagos?
Wherever.
Okay.
Lagos, not Nigeria.
Come and see.
No, I've left Nigeria. I'm now national now.
Mass international.
I'm national now. I never just Ghana and Benin. I've been to him recent times. So I'm so national. I'm not going to lie. I feel shy saying this in person. I swear to God.
Tell me, I'll close my eyes.
No. So that's the reason why I'm doing Google Meet, because I feel it sounds corny and quirky.
Just say it. Say it, Joe.
I'm shy.
Say it, Okwemi. Say it. Don't be shy. I got you.
Let me play it.
No, don't play it. Say it now.
I feel
talk
shy.
Your shit. Talk your shit. So yeah, say it.
Hi. Oya. My name is Oyinda Chekwas.
Okwemi, stop now.
Hi. I'm Okwemi Famakin, the biggest food critic in Nigeria. I swear to God, you made me do that. I feel shy saying it.
Okay, guys. We'll see you on the next episode of Terms and Conditions. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Hey,